Hey, cold opening here to say that the poem I'm reading today is not the one I originally planned to read. Due to events of today, this is January 20th, 2021, Biden's inauguration. I wrote a different poem to commemorate it instead of reading the one I had written. That one will be read tomorrow now. Enjoy anyway. It's January 20th, 2021. Happy Inauguration Day, Biden and Harris. Purple. I used to think I was quite purple, that I would consider all the options before choosing which one I want. But as I have grown and the world has changed, I have figured out that my choices are limited. I only have half the options put on the table. It's no longer agree or disagree on one thing or another. Now, we put a letter by our name, and anyone without that same letter is the enemy. There is no discussion, there is no compromise. I can't wait to get back to a world where difference in view doesn't mean a difference in someone's human value. That world starts today. So, I don't really read political poems on here, despite writing a lot of them. I don't want to alienate people, because some people have a different opinion, and that is absolutely okay. I can't wait to get back to a world where I can meet somebody with the opposite opinion as me, and we can talk about it, we can discuss it, and it doesn't just turn into a fight. That's what I want to get back to. And I feel like we will start on the right path for that now. Congratulations, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the first woman vice president. It's amazing. Changes are coming, and I hope they're all good. If you like this, please let me know. Leave a review and go to ellenpowellwritings.com for all of my social medias and to links to my book and YouTube and blog. Go check it out. It might be fun. And let me know if you would want to hear more political poetry. I've got a lot of it, and I was going to release it in a collection, but I wouldn't mind reading some on here. Maybe the next season will be themed political. Well, see you next time, and stay creative.